It's 4:50 p.m. and I'm sitting in the sun in the middle of the old cemetery in the town, on a grassy banking between the really old, almost ancient headstones here, from some of them from the turn of the century, that last century that is. And from here, looking west, I have the sunshine in my face and a beautiful, beautiful strong breeze, wind in my face. Just sit here in the grass and I can look over the new cemetery from this position. I can actually see, although this may sound slightly macabre, I can actually see my plot, or our plot I should say, that vacant lot waiting for me and my wife. But a few feet from that I can actually see the headstone of my great friend Ronnie, who I grew up with and died in his 40s a few years ago. But I've come here for a reason. I made the excuse back home to have a walk up the street, but it wasn't that. It was almost an argument on a phone call from a friend of a friend, that friend of a friend that I helped out because of the friend. I did something for them and they turned out to be totally ungrateful. And, well, let's just say that it wasn't a nice conversation, and I spoke to my friend who couldn't understand the situation and knew that it was nothing to do with me. And so he was apologised in a way for his friend, but that doesn't excuse the situation or how it came about. So basically I got worked up, totally, totally worked up. It was something I didn't need in my plate, and so I've come here for some peace and solace to clear my mind and to calm down. I've calmed down, but I still need to deal with this. So as I sit here amongst people who passed away a long while ago, I'm just sitting here and enjoying this fresh air and sunshine. And so nice. So nice, and dare I say peaceful. Yes, almost peaceful. So, as I look west into the low sun, I just really want to talk. Just get it off my chest, get off my mind, clear the head, clear the knot inside. Yes. It's great how someone who you never met before in your life can wind you up and get you totally angry and upset over a simple, simple thing. But there you go. That's life. That is life indeed. But I won't linger any longer on this. I will get it dealt with, hopefully tomorrow. Because I won't let it ruin the friendship of the friend, the true friend. So best move on. This breeze is turning into a very strong wind. Still lovely nonetheless. Still blowing away all this strife that I do not need at the moment. Best get on. Best head home. Get my feet up. Hot cup of tea. Watch telly with the wife. Yeah, that sounds good.